With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
A spectacular scene at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. A passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway and burst into flames. Five people on the smaller plane were killed, but all 379 people on the Japan Airlines flight did get out safely. The collision occurred when the Japan Airlines plane landed on a runway where the Coast Guard aircraft was preparing to take off. Senate Democrats unhappy with President Biden's bypassing of Congress to sell emergency weapons to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's request of $14 billion in aid to Israel is stalled on Capitol Hill, but the Biden administration went around Congress twice last month to help arm the Jewish state. Secretary of State Blinken made an emergency determination that allowed for the $148 million sale of equipment to Israel. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented. Several top Senate Democrats are slamming the White House for keeping Congress out of the process. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, several people suffered minor injuries and service was disrupted when a train derailed and caught fire on New Year's Day in the San Francisco Bay Area. All passengers were evacuated. U.S. construction spending rose less than expected in November.
The Commerce Department says construction spending increased 0.4%. That was 0.2% lower than what economists had forecasted. The smaller increase came amid a decline in outlays on public projects. Meanwhile, October's figure was revised up to 1.2%, twice the rate as previously reported.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Dow is down 21 points and the NASDAQ now 208 points in the red. This is SRN News. Troubling new information about a British transgender clinic. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Tavistock facility in London was closed down last year after lawmakers expressed concern about what was going on there. A new report finds that nearly 400 children under the age of six were treated there, and more than 70 of them were 3 and 4 years old. British mental health experts say kids that young cannot possibly be transgender and should not be undergoing, quote, treatment at any facility. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states are trying to prevent children from being exposed to pornographic content in their local libraries. Illinois, however, going in the opposite direction. A new law has gone into effect in that state that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of its content. This is SRN News. The U.S. Geological Survey says a small earthquake shook the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. early today. The quake with a preliminary magnitude of 2.3. There are no reports of injury or damage. It's expected the Tuesday morning rail commute will go more smoothly in California's San Francisco Bay Area than it did on New Year's Day.
A BART train derailed and then caught on fire between two stations just north of Oakland, forcing passengers to evacuate the train between the Orinda and Lafayette stations. Local media report 9 people were hurt, but no serious injuries. Officials with the Bay Area Rapid Transit quickly had a crane in place to get the two derailed cars back on the tracks. A transit spokesman estimated tens of thousands of people were impacted, some stranded on a holiday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.